are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So some of you were probably pretty excited to hear that there's going to be a Star Wars 7, 8, and 9. Yes, they're coming out with another Star Wars trilogy. I believe Disney bought Lucasfilm LTD for $4 billion. Who knew it was up for sale? I know. Boy, they got a steal. So I guess Disney bought Lucasfilm. And they are announcing that their new Star Wars movie is going to come out in 2015. Disney said it'll produce Star Wars Episode 7, 8, and 9, with additional movies being released every 2 or 3 years, somewhat like, you know, like James Bond. A never-ending, you know, I guess they're not going to go by the books. This is being reported by the San Francisco Chronicle. I gotta admit here, I never read the books. I don't really, I remember, you know, there was Chapter 4, which was the first one we all saw in the 70s. Then Chapter 5, Empire Strikes Back. Chapter 6, Return of the Jedi. That was supposed to be done. You saw the Death Star blow up. The Ewoks were having a party. Princess Leia was supposed to marry Han Solo. She now knows Luke Skywalker is her brother. She's going to go into therapy because she kissed him on the lips in an earlier movie. And that was supposed to be the end. Then they came up with the first three Star Wars, which I got to admit, The Phantom Menace to me was a real disappointment. So they have this little bratty kid who ends up falling in love with somebody twice his age. As a kid, has some, I don't know, speed racer car, and people get killed that go into mountains, and these weird looking bad guy, you don't even remember them, so you don't even want to buy the little action figure. Anyway, the second movie, Anakin falls in love with a girl, a little too lovey-dovey for my taste. You know, don't make Star Wars a chick flick. All right, you know, Star Wars is about action and wars and stars. We really don't need a lot of lovey-dovey. I get how they had to make babies, and I get how we needed to know how Luke Skywalker and Princess Leia was born, but 2.5 minutes would have sufficed. Honestly, it always does. Then the third movie, pretty cool, because you started to see Anakin burn to death, but actually live. And then he gets the black suit, and we always thought it was some sort of a respirator. I mean, I was looking for the, you know, the ventilator dials and the peep, and I didn't see any of that. So it wasn't as medically accurate as I would have hoped. Obi-Wan had a beard, covered up a couple of the moles on his face. He looked pretty good. I mean, now we know why Obi-Wan was pretty cool. We also realized that Obi-Wan Kenobi had been probably misspelled for years in our mind. We thought Obi-Wan was the number one, O-N-E, until we realized with the latest Star Wars episode that it was Obi-Wan, W-O-N, I guess like Wan, like you know, the currency. Yeah. So that was kind of enlightening for us. Again, then we thought, okay, we're done. All right, we are done. You know, can Hollywood, you know, come up with something new? There's no more chapters. And I guess Disney thinks they could do 7, 8, 9 and continue. Now, remember, it's all about making money. Okay, it's not about staying true to the story. And, I mean, if there are multiple Star Wars stories, I mean, you guys would know better. I mean, were there like comic books? You know, like Fantastic Four? And didn't Fantastic Four and Spider-Man, weren't they connected somehow? Is that all Marvel? Yeah, that's Marvel. Yeah, I understand in comic books, for those of us that don't read comic books, there's tons of stories. So if that's the case, you can make tons of different books out of that. You know, like Batman. That's why we have so many Batman movies out. Because Batman was, I mean, they had a whole TV show, right, in the 60s. So Batman was doing a whole bunch of stuff. I didn't realize that Star Wars had multiple more chapters. I am gonna, you know, submit my name to be cast as a female lead. I mean, why not? I don't know who they would, you know, put me up against. I would love Viggo Mortensen. Problem is, it's Disney. You know, what happens at Disney? Someone's parent always dies. Maybe that's why Disney thought they could do this, right? In every Disney flick, not every, because Aladdin, I don't think a parent died, except maybe Jasmine's mom was dead, but you didn't see her die. But usually in most Disney films, somebody dies. Like Finding Nemo, the mama fishy dies. Oh, if your kids are in the car, cover their ears. You know, with Finding Nemo, I never let my kids see that first chapter. I scrolled to chapter 2. Because it was ridiculous to see Nemo's mom. Basically, Nemo's mom gets eaten, or, you know, and it's dark, and all Nemo's brothers and sisters get eaten. He's the only one that lives. And then he has a fin that, doesn't seem to work that well. And, you know, the kids need to see that, but that was Nemo. Mufasa dies in Lion King. Bambi, mom dies. Mother dies. Gosh, what else? I'm thinking of Beauty and the Beast. Did somebody die? I think one of her parents must have died. Cinderella, right? She was with her stepsisters. Why? Somebody must have died. So for Disney, this is perfect. As long as somebody dies in the first scene, they're happy. Or in the last scene. So we'll see what they do. I mean, unfortunately, some of us are like, oh, don't mess with it. Don't mess with it. I mean, I have to admit, they've done a pretty good job with the Spider-Man movies. They have. You know, I'm very intrigued to see what they do. Not Disney, but what the movie producers do with Superman. Of course, I'm trying to have the kids see the original Superman. They don't really get Superman. I mean, if you ask any of us in our age group, you know, who is the best superhero, I'd love to put that out for a vote. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Who is the best superhero? Hands down, Superman. I mean, Superman, even out of his suit, right? Even when he was Clark, he could still, burn bridges. And I forgot what he did to help Lois Lane. He could still see through clothes. I don't know what he was doing, but he was strong, right? Right? Okay, so Superman could do anything. Batman needed a suit. Spider-Man needs a suit. Aquaman needed some sort of water. So still, as far as I'm concerned, Superman is the number one superhero. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, don't go away.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. October 31st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1720.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1762.87, $881.43 for a half ounce, and $440.72 for a quarter ounce. That's $1762.87, $881.43, and $440.72.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready. Some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff, ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos.
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dial so diligently every day, and he works hard. Honestly, my dials need a lot of tuning. Big thanks to you all for listening on demand. We do have, remember, the Dr. Dahlia Show. If you don't have an Android phone and aren't listening, free on your Android phone live, you could go on my website. It streams all day long, and then you could also hook up to the old shows as well. So go to drdahlia.com, listen on demand, and you're able to listen there. Also, GCN Live, find me. You'll see my picture under listen. That's me. There's also an on demand button there as well. So lots of buttons. Okay, find my button. Please also find us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H. And, of course, find us on Facebook, right? Find the Facebook page, Dr. Dahlia. That's me. All right. Women in a study in Europe admitted, and I'm pretty mad they did this because this is just going to give our husbands more fuel for the fire, admitting that they can't park, especially when it comes to parallel parking. And they will avoid parallel parking spaces, some of them at all costs. Unfortunately, and I really apologize to the womanhood for this one, sometimes I have actually stopped the car in the middle of the street, put on the hazards, switched with my husband so he could actually park the car for me if he was in the passenger side. Yes, he gloats. I got to eat crow for the next 20 minutes. of that day. But they say nearly a third of women will change their driving plans to avoid having to parallel park their car at the end of their ride. They would do this twice more than men. Overall, one in six of women drivers admit they are not confident about parallel parking. Huge split between the sexes. I mean, yeah, we are. Are men going to admit it? Really? I mean, men are so tough, right? Many drivers have even been have even blacklisted certain roads so they could avoid having to parallel park. One in five will actually change their plans to avoid parallel parking. Well, here's my thing. If I don't think there's parking someplace and it's easy, yeah, of course. Because remember, timing is everything. I don't like being late. So if I think I'm going to have to try to find a spot, you know, or if I don't have enough change for the meter, or if I'm in a car, you know, sometimes I'm in my husband's truck. Okay, well that, I mean, that's a diesel. It's diesel. I mean, it's a big, huge, you know, Honduras, but anyway, it's a big truck. And no, there's no way I'm going to parallel park that sucker. I usually do the forward thing with my butt sticking out in the street. I just do. I mean, I'm really not going to get a ticket because I'm technically off the main road. So I will forward in to the parallel park. But I'm going to tell you why I don't parallel park. And it's not because I have a uterus. The reason why I don't parallel park is when I was living in L.A., I was driving home from, I was in medical school. I was at UCLA my last year of medical school. I was driving home and I had to stop off somewhere. I forget why. So when I stopped to parallel park, you know, you stop in the car in front and then you reverse. Well, some idiot driving on Ventura Boulevard hits me. Okay? He makes a claim it's my fault. I don't know what happened. I actually hit my head. So I just thought I did something wrong. Okay? That's what I thought. I mean, because remember, if somebody hits you from behind, it's usually their fault. I don't know what he did, but he got an attorney and he sued my insurance company. I mean, he was fine. He got, you know, a couple little dents or whatever. But I hit my head. The airbags had deployed, powder all over the place. I remember walking down the street a little stunned. My husband came to pick me up. He took me to the hospital. I got checked. But I should have fought the fight right there. I mean, he hit me from behind as I was parallel parking. It should have been that guy's fault. But that's what you have to do in California. You're driving. And there's, let's say there's three lanes. One lane is already filled up with cars along the sidewalk. So now you have two lanes. So if you see a parallel parking space, you need to stop in the middle of the lane and then reverse. It's ridiculous. I don't know how people drive in LA. Honestly, if I ever had to move back to LA, I don't know how I would do it. And I was in multiple car accidents there. So that's why I don't like to parallel park, because I think some idiot is going to run into me when I'm trying to back up. You know, now in some of the other western states, I mean, like Vegas, you got plenty of room. I mean, you're able to get out of your car and put cones out there if you need to parallel park. There is so much space. But on these busy streets in L.A., no. And some guy hits me and it's my fault? Idiot. So anyway, all right. Let me see here. Okay, there's a huge gender split, la-di-da-di-da. Studies have suggested that men are better at parking and reading maps because of the way their brains are wired, which means they are better at visualizing 3D pictures in their minds. No. You know what it is? It's GPS. Okay, my husband can't do nothing without that GPS. And he purposely picks that female sexy voice. He thinks it's sexy. I don't. It's a British woman. Turn left in 400 kilometers. Like kilometers? What the hell is that? You know, so I'm taking out my calculator, calculating kilometers. Now turn right. Turn bloody right. My husband's like, yes, ma'am. It's because of the GPS. You know, personally, I would think it'd be more of, you know, a southern type thing. Y'all just need to turn left right here. Cowboy. I think that would sound sexier, but he likes the whole, you know, British thing. All right, anyway, let me see. They say, oh no, official driving standard agency in Europe figures showed that almost a third of the 170,000 women who failed their driving test for mistakes in reversing or failing to use their mirrors came unglued during parallel parking. Are you kidding me? The agency listed the top five faults by gender for those who failed. The most frequent forgetting to check right left, then right again at junctions. This was common for both sexes. About 1.5 million drivers take that particular test each year. Pass rate, 50% for men, 44% for women. This is horrible. I'm sorry, ladies. This is doing us no good, my reporting this. Female drivers need an average 52 hours of work to pass. Men only need 36 hours of sessions. Now, get this, okay? Researchers at the Ruhr University, Bochum in Germany, asked 65 volunteers to park an Audi, found that women took 20 seconds longer than men. But why? What did the women blame their delay on? Did they blame it on accuracy? Did they blame it on geometry? No, they blamed it on their breasts. Women blamed the problem that their breasts make it more difficult to turn around while parking. Okay, now obviously it's no surprise. I'm a double D, but I could still park. I mean, how big a breast do these European women have? Or is it because they're topless? You know how in Europe you get to be topless a lot? Is that why? I mean, me, honestly, I have them strapped and duct taped and bound and wired everywhere I go because I just don't need the puppies, you know, jumping out. Let me move on. Anyway, women are twice as likely more than men to blame their breasts. Well, okay, how big do men's breasts come? Okay, so they're saying women are less confident. Okay, ladies, this just completely snowed us on national radio. We need to do something to gain our honor. I'm a little shocked by this. I'm actually a little upset. Oh, gosh, sorry, I'm yawning. Did I put you all to sleep with that last segment? I'm ready for a nap after this one. All right, what do we got? We got, what, five and a half days left for the election? Are we going to know our new president in 5.5 days? Maybe not. Hurricane Sandy may postpone the election. We've been seeing pictures of the widespread devastation, just absolutely horrifying, seeing these cities underwater. Mayors of the cities practically in tears as they're talking to news crews about what's going on. If people cannot make the polls, if the electricity is not back up, Congress, not the president, but Congress has the power to change the election date. They do. My guess, there's never been a presidential election where the date has changed. Of course, after September 11th in 2001, there was a primary mayor election that had to be moved after Hurricane Katrina. There were some municipal elections that had to be moved. They were able to do those. But my guess is they'll extend hours, move polling booths, let people do fill in paper type of ballots. It could be a mess. It could be an absolute mess with election results. I mean, I am hoping it's not going to be as close as the Bush-Gore. I am hoping to high heaven. That was an absolute cluster. I'm hoping it's a landslide, you know, but we all know that's not going to happen. And I know for most people, election is the top thing on people's mind, and it shouldn't be. I love how Governor Christie talked to the media when they were trying to ask, you know, well, you said, you know, Obama was outstanding. You know, and in terms of, you know, his help with New Jersey, how do you feel about Romney not visiting? He's like, are you kidding? Do you think I give one heart and deuce? I mean, he didn't say it that way. Right? Right? Do I give a Donald Duck about politics right now, presidential politics? I got to save my state. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DUCK-OUT.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code, DocDali, DocDali. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDali 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com.
Or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I think I'm going to buy my Thanksgiving turkey early. My problem is whenever I realize I need to buy for Thanksgiving, by then most of the good stuff is already taken up. You know, I would start getting all my Thanksgiving stuff early, and y'all know I like to buy my Christmas presents before Black Friday. You know, I notice things are cheaper before Black Friday, and then all the Christmas specials. So I got to start doing my Christmas shopping this month. That's what I got to do. All right. Honestly, you got to keep it real. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. God, there's a couple things I wanted to talk about, and I was on break, and I was deciding to stratify how I was going to break it down for y'all. And I want to apologize. I'm actually having a brain fart. You know, brain farts happen, unfortunately, many times as you age. And it's not actually a fart or an expulsion of air when it happens. It's just, I think, you know, with many of us intelligent folk, we just have so many ideas. It's kind of like a superhighway of ideas, and then something gets clogged. And that's what I think happened. So I apologize for any brain fart. I do want to, though, tell you, I'm getting some emails on a story that we had discussed last week, and I had discussed on Fox 5 Local last night about makeup and hairspray putting you into early menopause. And, you know, some of you have been asking, okay, what's going on with that? Well, basically, many of our chemicals have these phthalates. Okay, we've talked about phthalates. I've talked about it so much that I've had to dry my microphone off after we discussed it. And phthalates are in many of our chemicals. It's been in our toys, and Congress had to actually put some restrictions on how much phthalates could be in our toys. I mean, it's in pencil erasers, it's in bottled water, etc. And so these phthalates in one study that we discussed last week had shown that it put, you know, women into menopause by at least 2 years. And I know many of us women are like, okay, well then I'll eat the makeup for crying out loud. I mean, if it puts us into menopause, let me see if I can, you know, shave even more time off. But I, you know, a lot of us women, we don't want to go into early menopause because, you know, it could put you at risk for bone loss and cancer and et cetera. So you don't want to do early menopause because it does heighten your risk for other things. So, you know, we were discussing, you know, what types of products, a lot of plastics, I mean, even lubricants and sex toys have phthalates. Now, there are phthalate-free products. I'll discuss them a little bit later. I need to get my my list up. But the problem with these phthalate-free products, I know L'Oreal has a brand. I know there's certain antiperspirants that do, and you could very easily look up a list of phthalate-free products. It's extremely difficult to be phthalate-free. I mean, even your vinyl shower curtains have phthalates. And these phthalates, which is a ridiculous word to say on the radio, by the way, has been shown to be linked to endocrine disruption, hormone disruption, etc. Do I really think it causes early menopause? They could. But, I mean, my thing is look back in the 60s when they used a lot of hairspray for their hairdo. And even though the 50s is probably one of my favorite my favorite decades that I like to study. I just love the 50s. Love everything about the 50s, the food, the music, the clothes, etc. The 60s, I really like the hair. I think the hair of the 60s to me was my favorite. But to make the hair look that good, you needed a lot of hairspray. And, you know, you would think that in the 70s, you know, and then of course, you know, the 80s. I mean, so it would be very interesting to see the women who didn't use as much hairspray in the 50s, even though they still use it and they still had some, you know, these fundi hair, these certain hairdos, versus the women in the 60s who really had to overload with the hairspray, if there was a difference between those women. That would be kind of an easier study if you ask me. All right? You know, and when do those women hit menopause? And my guess is we didn't have early menopause by the 80s or 90s from those women. So I think it's something different. You know, but do we have a lot of chemicals in surrounding us? Yes, we do. So everything in moderation. If you want to look up phthalate-free types of products, there's plenty of lists online. I'll, like I said, I'll pull one up and go through them later if we can. But, you know, just don't get paranoid over it. You know, I'm going to need makeup and I'm going to need hairspray. I mean, you've all seen how I look. Honestly, I mean, I can't do that to you all. So as a, you know, for the public, unselfishly, I am going to wear my makeup continually. And, if I go through many, you know, if I go through early menopause and I stop having my periods and I stop having horrible cramps and horrible migraines and constipation and bloating and breast pain, honestly, for the people, I will make that sacrifice. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Many of you have been closely, you know, watching if there's been any headway with recovery back east. I have to admit, with the Hurricane Sandy, I am so impressed by the speed at which some of the recovery is actually occurring. I want to very, very quickly go through what has happened, you know, roughly per each state and some of the recovery. We're getting this from CBS News. Basically a state-by-state, they say, snapshot of what's been going on. With Connecticut, power outages originally started at about 620,000. It's down into the 400,000s, maybe even less by the time you hear this. So they're starting to get power up. They had a total of death toll, at this point, up to three in Connecticut. A lot of homes being destroyed by fires. Coast Guard, though, has resumed operations in the port of Long Island Sound. That's in Connecticut. In Delaware, some coastal areas are still underwater. Power outages, though, from 45,000 down to 7,400. So they're starting to get their power back fairly quickly. Illinois, we are seeing some flooding going into Chicago, especially because of Lake Michigan Shore. Kentucky and much of the Appalachian states, a lot of snow. At least a foot of snow fell in the higher elevations of Appalachian Kentucky. In Maine, Port of Portland has reopened. Ocean conditions, though, are dangerous. Remember, the storm is going to still be there throughout the week up in the northern United States and Canada. Power outages have improved from 90,000 to 16,000. In Maryland, eastern Maryland is pretty much cleaned up. Western Maryland still dealing with a lot of snow. They've had at least two deaths. Power outages appear to be down. CBS says 300,000 down from 290,000. I'm guessing they're off by a zero. Maybe they're talking 30,000. So my guess is Maryland has had some improvement. Michigan, schools are still closed. A lot of cleanup is occurring from fallen trees and damage to the homes. Power outages at about 100,000 down from 400. Michigan, cargo shipping is at a standstill because of the waves from the Great Lakes. Power outages down to 40,000 from 150. New Hampshire, only one death thus far from a construction worker checking on a job site in Lincoln, New Hampshire. Power outages down to 81,000 from 210. In New Jersey, they got hit the most, especially with their coastal cities. President Obama has visited the area. Governor Chris Christie has asked the president to assign Army Corps of Engineers to work on how to rebuild the beaches and find the best way to rebuild the beach to protect the towns so this doesn't happen again. Of course, huge power outages in Newark and Jersey City. There is one Jersey City supermarket, from what we understand, open for people to get bread and an electric outlet to charge cell phones. Deaths up to 6, power outages 2.1 million. Deaths may be rising. They're still rescuing people as we speak. New York, buses are back on. Subways aren't. New York Stock Exchange back in gear. Problem with the buses is by the time they pick up people from a few blocks, they're already full. So many people still cannot get to work and earn their wages. Those who have walked to get to work, power is still out in most of New York City, so they can't work. Deaths up to 29 in New York, 22 in New York City alone. Power outages close to 2 million. Washington, D.C., power outages down to only about 500. So transit systems back to full service. In Virginia, power outages from 180 down to 40. Still a lot of high winds and snow. Wisconsin having dangerously high waves and flooding along Lake Michigan. West Virginia, areas buried in snow. 5 Sandy-related deaths thus far. Power outages. Power's taking a little while longer to get fixed. In Tennessee, a lot of heavy, wet snow, at least 2 feet near the Smoky Mountains. Vermont, state still recovering from Tropical Storm Irene. Power outages are about 3,500. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll keep you posted on more updates to get you some medical news. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget, we are booking the Dr. Dahlia cruise. I can't wait. We're going to have a great group, and we still have cabins left. Make sure to book those early. Unfortunately, these cruises, they book up pretty quickly, and then the cruise ship asks any group for any unused rooms for them to take back, so then they could, book it at the rate that has gone up over all these months, as opposed to the rate that we lock in early. So make sure you guys get that done, because for those of you who wait, unfortunately, I won't be able to take them back then from the Celebrity Cruise Line as of, I think, early spring. So please make sure, if you're thinking about signing up for the Dr. Dahlia Cruise, go to our website at drdahlia.com. All right, obese teens are more likely to develop end-stage kidney disease. Now, this is crazy, okay? We used to think that end-stage renal disease, chronic kidney failure, need for dialysis is something that happens to people that maybe, you know, got some bad genes or maybe had diabetes. But they're saying overweight and obese teens are setting themselves up in the future to have kidney disease, even if it's not diabetes related. Now, 17% of children and adolescents aged 2 through 19 are considered obese. Of course, prevalence have tripled now since the 1980s. Researchers say that obese children often grow into obese adults, who are at risk for chronic illnesses such as diabetes, and then, of course, chronic renal disease, but also hypertension. Forget about high blood pressure. And we also forget that cholesterol hurts the kidneys. Whenever I talk to you all about your kidneys, and I talk to you all about trying to protect your kidneys, you know, we bring up that you also got to make sure that your cholesterol is down. So, you know, researchers looked at 1.2 million 17-year-olds who were given fitness exams for the Israeli military service between 67 and 97, and overweight and obese status was determined by BMI. The same individuals were also listed in a nationwide Israeli registry. The study followed each subject for about 25 years. Out of all the test subjects, 874 people developed end-stage renal disease. Those who were overweight or obese as a teenager had higher rates than, of course, those who didn't. So, you know, dealing with the obesity issue is something that has to be ongoing. And I've talked about this a lot on my show. I think a huge problem is, one is, you know, we're letting kids do what they want. I mean, remember yesterday we were talking about kids and them, you know, having it, you know, kind of easy, and, you know, us kind of raising a generation that's a lot weaker than us. You know, and, you know, some of my favorite callers called in. Unfortunately, I don't have time to play those clips. I mean, one had suggested that he owns a trucking company. And, you know, many of his applicants, if they're under 25, you know, he's noticed that many of them have real poor work ethic. You know, and I mean, this is an example of where having some age, you know, to you, and, you know, being seasoned can actually put you up in the applicant pool. You know, I've noticed, you know, that a lot too. You know, your older nurses, the work ethic is much different than your younger nurses. Much different. You know, and so sometimes being seasoned can help you in the job market. But I see these kids. I don't want to eat this. I want to eat this. I mean, when I grew up, my mom cooked whatever she cooked, whatever money my father brought home that day, or whatever, you know, she was able to make out of the groceries. She did. That was dinner. And if we didn't eat it, we didn't eat. Okay. And we only got to eat if we did our chores. I mean, you could, it wasn't already automatic that you're going to get your meal. I mean, you needed to do your chores. You needed to do everything right. And I mean, and then you got to eat, and it wasn't a chicken nugget. It was, you know, there was no dessert. It was whatever she made, you know, corned beef and cabbage or pork chops or meatloaf or whatever. And I didn't particularly like my mother's cooking. I never did. I was a very skinny kid. Extremely skinny kid, but whatever she served. And that was it. You like it or lump it. That's what she used to say. All right. And so, you know, and I see these kids. I mean, even my own. Luckily, one of my sons, you put whatever in front of him, he may comment, you know, this is the kid that's kind of the food connoisseur. You know, I mean, he'll be able to tell which, you know, seasoning is lacking and what it needs. It's lacking pepper, and it needs a little more rosemary, Dad. My husband does most of the cooking. And so, you know, yeah, but he eats it. My other son, no, he'll just reach for the bread. Right? Skip it. You know, it's always a fight. Eat the vegetables, eat this, eat this. And it's frustrating because we're really worried about the weight. But what's even more of a problem with our childhood obesity and our adult obesity, which I've mentioned many times on this show, is the idea of exercise stopping when PE ends or health and fitness ends. I can't tell you how many women I, you know, talk to regarding obesity, et cetera. And, you know, I'll ask them what their exercise regimen is. Oh, I haven't exercised in years. They go, when was the last time you exercised? Well, I think sophomore year high school, because that's when PE ended. Okay, what makes people think that exercise is allowed to stop when PE ends? That's not right. You know, and a big problem we also have with these schools is when these kids are taught physical education, they're taught dodgeball, badminton, you know, maybe some flag football. Now, mind you, I loved playing those games. I loved learning about football at an early age. I've always loved football. As you can see, my picks don't really, you know, seem to go as well. Poor Cardinals this week. But anyway, I love being able to play that, but that's what it was. Or it was go run around the track. You know, and in Arizona, it was hot, 115 degree heat. I mean, I think one time it was about 120 degrees and we're running in the heat. It was horrible. Right. And, you know, it, you almost dreaded exercise. Why aren't they teaching you how to hike? Why aren't they teaching you weightlifting? Why aren't they teaching aerobics or Pilates? Why aren't they teaching something that you're going to have to do when you're 16, when you're 26, when you're 36, when you're 46, when you're 56? Okay. Why not walks? All right. Why not get these kids walking? All hour we are going to walk. And we're going to talk about why and, you know, lecture to them while they're walking. Okay? Why do kids have to be sitting down in a desk? Okay? And so I think our approach to physical education drastically needs to be changed. You know, it's not just playing badminton, dodgeball, or football. Because kids stop. You need to exercise when you're 48. So what type of exercise? I would also have a class on ways you could exercise at home. And for physical fitness that day, you do that exercise. Even if it's taking a little step and step it. I talk about this all the time. You could easily get a step. You could get it at Home Depot, Lowe's, whatever, the Walmart, etc., where you have a little step. It's maybe a half a foot high. Up, down, up, down. Right foot up on there, left foot up on there, then down. Just like the Wii has that. All right, and you know, it may not be the most calorie burning, you know, but I tell you, it's something to do, and these kids will remember if I have to exercise, because that's the thing. You tell somebody to exercise, they're like, well, how am I going to find a softball team? You know, they don't think of things that they could do, and a lot of people, they don't like gym equipment, and they don't like going to the gym. So if you want to change America and obesity, we need to change the idea of how we're exercising. And trying to get a grown-up to start exercising, you know, when they're 48 is difficult. Now, a study came out talking about how one single junk food meal can already damage arteries. We are seeing damage already, I mean, just after one meal. And, you know, realize whatever you eat, if it decides to stick, it decides to stick. And I know a lot of us in our diets, we have these cheat meals. We're like, okay, so what we'll do is on Saturday, I'll get to eat whatever we want. Well, that's nice and dandy, but that high fructose corn syrup or the triglycerides or fat, if it decides to stick, it's going to stick. So we're going to talk about this a little more. You know, just you got to realize what you put in your mouth is extremely important. Stop the giggles. All right, guys, don't go away. We got a lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.